This is Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie, producer and host of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Welcome, Vitayu. I hope you'll enjoy this next podcast of a feature interview recently broadcast on the show. Links to all Nash Holos podcasts and the live broadcasts, as well as program details at www.nashholos.com.
Б'ється, наче змійка, неспокійна річка, тулиться близенько до підніжжя гір. А на тому боці там живе Марічка, в хаті, що сховалась у зелений бік. Як із хати вийде, на порозі стане, аж блищить красою широчінь ріки. А як усміхнеться, ще й з-під лоба гляне, хоч качі у воду, кажуть парубки.
I have a special guest coming up. One of the writers and performers of the song that you just heard, Marichka, and the name of their group is Dunai. They are from Toronto, formerly from Ajax. I'm used to saying that they're from Ajax because for years and years, starting in about 1990, Dunai has been getting a lot of airplay on Nash Holos. We have Alex on the line. Alex, welcome, Vitayu.
Thank you very much for having me on the show today.
Now, Alex, you've got you've been around for a long time. When did Dunai get together?
That's a good question. We got together approximately, I think I was counting it out the other day, it's just over 30 years ago.
That's amazing. And you know what? You don't sound like you've been around that long. I mean, you've got your voice, your speaking voice sounds young. Your music sounds young.
Oh, that's you're flattering me. I love it. I will be 47 this year, and Dunai has been around. We kicked the band off basically when we were attending Ukrainian school in one of the neighboring cities, and that's how we sort of got going with the band. The original members are myself and Yaromir Halyuk, the drummer. For the most part, the gentlemen that play with us today, good friends of ours, they've been with us for over 25 years. So, you know, what you hear is Dunai, and we've been around for a very long time.
Now, you do a great mix of music. Your first album, Obkrujil Ya Svit, I Searched the World, there were a couple on there that were traditional sounding, but it was quite contemporary for the time, I guess the 80s and 90s kind of sound. And what was it that made you do your music that way?
I think, you know, I personally grew up in a household where, you know, I was familiar, and we listened to all the standard pieces of the main Ukrainian bands in the diaspora community in North America anyway, Rushnichok, Sinistepe, and you know, they went on and on, as well as Ihor Zhotonishka, a co-writer of many of the pieces that you hear. And so it was just, you know, sometimes when you get together with someone, myself and Ihor, you just, you know, you start thinking of what you can do to particular pieces of music, how you can perform them or write them differently, and it just kind of stemmed from that.
And you came out with a second CD called Soundscapes, and you had a really good mix there. You had traditional, some original as well, and a couple of cross-genre kind of tunes, and you grew from there. Was it 10 years between CDs?
It was, unfortunately. I get some complaints based on that, but you come across an interesting point. The growth of any of us, you know, you want to look back and say that you've learned something, you've done something different. If it's always same, that gets to be kind of boring. And we're the type of guys, as you get to know us, hopefully one day we will meet face to face. We have a very large, wide interest in music. Just about any genre we will listen to, and you appreciate the talent that goes into the different kinds of music that are out there. And we wanted to test ourselves as musicians. It wasn't a formula we were trying to come up with. It was just, you know, hey, we listened to some country music. Wouldn't it be interesting to see if we could create a country piece or a ballad or a rock tune? Again, we love all those kinds of, you know, pieces of music. We're the type of band, I don't think I could just come out with, you know, 10 or 12 polkas. That's not our thing, right?
You do them quite well.
Well, thank you. We do them, yes. We do, and that's part of our heritage and our upbringing. And don't get me wrong, I love polkas. It's just that when we're putting something together, an album or a CD or whatever you want to call it these days, the way I look at it is sort of a bit of a journey for the listener, right? You want to you know, expose yourself to what are these guys thinking? What are they doing? Where are they taking me? Right? You know, the Beatles, for example, are just an amazing band that I always just loved. And the one thing that was truly inspiring about those guys, not only, you know, how they wrote, what they wrote, but just how they grew from album to album, and where they took me personally when I listened to their material, and that's always resonated with me.
Now, you do a lot. You've got a great website. You've got the two albums, and you're working on the third. And you do a lot of gigs as well and touring. Are you guys? You do this. You're not professional musicians. You don't do this full time. You have other like day jobs as well.
Correct. So most of the guys in the band do have daytime jobs. The two individuals in the band that you could sort of call them full-time musicians would be Kevin Goss, which is the saxophone player in the band, as well as Steve Sherman, which is the guitar player in the band, also owns his own studio. For the rest of us, you know, we obviously in different lines of work and so forth.
But you have a pretty busy schedule of gigs. You do weddings and concerts and all sorts of things.
Yeah, it over the span of all of those years, I think things have quite dynamically changed, I would say. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we here, you know, in Toronto area anyway, we were busy every weekend, almost twice every weekend. And it was just, it was crazy, the amount of work we had. For the most part, it was weddings. That's the, so to speak, the bread and butter of a Ukrainian diaspora band.
Right.
You know, there was quite a few zabavas back then. Now, when we get together these days, we talk about it because there's really not a lot of weddings, and the zabavas have sort of come down to not many per year.
So you've slowed down a little bit then.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, as a musician, you want to play, but again, we don't do it for a living. So there's this constant balancing act of family, work, right? And all those things have to be in check, right? Mm-hmm. For one to be happy, I guess. So we're not playing as much these days. We're focusing our efforts more on writing our own material and this next project or CD that we're working on.
Now, this is a very cool CD. Marichka was, I guess, your first, the first release from this collection, whatever we're calling them these days, EPs.
Exactly,
they're
yeah.
They're not LPs. They're not CDs anymore. Everything's pretty much digital. Will you be producing a CD copy, or is this going to be all strictly digital?
We will have a CD, absolutely.
Yeah.
The way this came about initially, it wasn't like I was envisioning the next Dunai CD. There was talk of that, but it was more, you know, let's sort of roll up our sleeves and let's see what we're going to come up with. You know, it's been quite some time since the last time we've recorded anything. Let's experiment. Let's have a little bit of fun, actually a lot of fun. and that's how we kicked off Marichka. From there, we sort of found that the way we're recording today is quite a bit different than what we did on the last CD because we're so busy and everyone's kind of doing their own thing and it's difficult to get everybody together. So with the new technology, the fact that, you know, you can record some pretty amazing things in your home studio. So what we're doing is we've got this collaborative effort between myself and Steve, which has the legitimate studio. And we're working on material and we're jointly sort of putting this together. And it's all sort of been done at times at different times, not all at one sort of sitting. Right. But it's inspiring based on the technology that we're using, how we're doing it. It kind of really opens up our minds to just producing different kinds of materials. So I guess for your listeners, with what you've heard from us with the past two CDs, I think people will be pleasantly surprised because we're going to go even wider on this next project.
Well, your most recent release is very different. It's not something really different in the sense that no Ukrainian diaspora band has ever done it. It's taken a mainstream song and written Ukrainian lyrics. But this one, you told me that you had a little bit of difficulty with the Ukrainian lyrics. And we're talking about we should be apolitical in culture, but we're not. Just the reality is that there is a war going on in Ukraine. It's a revolution. And
yeah.
So you've taken the Beatles classic, You Want to Have a Revolution. And what you did was do a Ukrainianized version of it.
Yeah, back to the Beatles. Beatles have always, their music has always resonated with me. So, you know, as I was sitting back, as we all have been, watching what has been transpiring over the last, you know, 4 to 5 months in Ukraine, it's just been quite the ride to watch the country go from, you know, what was going on in the Maidan to Yanukovych leaving to, you know, the invasion of Crimea. It's unbelievable how much has transpired over those months. And I was, again, you know, what can I bring to the table as an artist? You sit and you watch this and your heart breaks. And something resonated with that particular Beatles song with me. The energy of it, sort of the message, because obviously the theme is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
But just something resonated with that particular song. And in many cases, I'll present it to my guys, and they just kind of look at me sideways, but that's okay.
But you
and,
did it.
From that, I just, you know, again, a lot of these themes, a lot of these events that I saw evolve, I thought it'd be appropriate to write that into that particular piece. The difficulty was when you take someone else's material and you try to rewrite words in a different language, mind you, and try to get the cadence correctly, and ultimately in that language get the message across.
Yeah, that's always a challenge.
You know, that was the difficult part, and it was an interesting journey to get through the song, because it took a lot of work, and hopefully, you know, hopefully folks will appreciate it.
Well, we'll be playing that shortly, and you've got other, you said that you've got another one that you're just about to release, or you perhaps have already?
Yeah, I couldn't make it in time for your show. I was trying as we could, but we'll have that one out in the next few days. Now, when we're going to officially launch, it's probably in the next week or so.
Okay.
It'll be, again, a different genre, more of a classical Ukrainian song.
Okay.
That we're going to do, but. But yeah, there'll be sort of that next one that we're going to be launching shortly. So the thought process here, again, in the new world we live in, with everyone's digitally connected, is to, you know, we have a wealth of material now built up for this next project, this next CD, call it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought is to in every 2 to 3 weeks launch another single. Just to get folks sort of, you know, coming to the Dunai site and listening to the new material as it's sort of in real time being thrown out there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if it works, if it doesn't work, but that's kind of the way we're going to handle it. And then probably in the next couple of months, you know, all the songs would have been sort of presented, and we'll have a hard copy. We'll have actually CDs that we'll have ready to sell.
Will you come on and tell us about your songs as they come out?
I'd love to.
Okay.
I would love to. Again, these songs are a journey, right, for us. There's just so much fun and effort and hard work that goes into these pieces, and I would not mind at all coming onto the program and taking you through, you know, what some of these songs mean to us and how we go about playing and producing them.
Fantastic, because many of our listeners don't understand the Ukrainian language, but music is a universal language. But if you know what the lyrics are all about, it just kind of adds a little something to it. So that would be just great. Alex, I could talk to you for the rest of the day probably, but unfortunately our time is limited, so we're going to have to wrap this up until next time. But in the meantime, how can people find you online if they want to follow you? You're on Facebook and you've got your website.
Easiest way is just to go to the website. Everything is interconnected to our website. So just www.dunai.com. And then from there, you can hit our YouTube site, our Twitter page, our Facebook page. And drop us a line and say hello.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Alex Veshek with Dunai from Toronto, Ontario. And great having you on, and look forward to talking to you again, Alex.
Great. Thank you very much for having me, Kalina.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. And Alex Veshek with Dunai from Toronto. Here they are now with the Ukrainian version of the Beatles' So You Want a Revolution, Ukrainov Stavai.
Кажу, наша революція, ми знаємо вже час. Разом змінимо цей шлях. Кажу, це революція, ми знаємо, що нам дороги іншої нема. Тих, що впали, не забуваємо.
Enjoyed this week's feature interview from Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In addition to interviews such as the one you just heard, Nash Holos is host to many other outstanding features produced by people who love to share their love of Ukrainian culture with non-Ukrainian speakers. From Ukrainian recipes and cooking tips to reviews of English language books on Ukrainian themes, views on Ukrainian politics and current affairs, culture, folklore, and of course great Ukrainian music, traditional and contemporary, by artists from Ukraine, Canada, and around the world. So join me, Pavlina, and my fascinating guests on the weekly radio broadcasts in Vancouver and Nanaimo. You can listen to the live broadcasts on air or online, or download the podcast and listen later in your own good time. You'll find program information, broadcast details, and podcast links at www.nashholos.com. So until next time, dopobachenya.